USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news this hour as the Pentagon confirms the head of Iran's elite forces, General Soleimani, killed during an airstrike at Baghdad International Airport in Iraq. The Defense Department says the Iranian commander approved the New Year's Eve attack on our embassy in Baghdad and was planning attacks on Americans. This comes as Iranian-backed forces stormed the U.S. embassy in Baghdad for 2 days straight, the Hezbollah terrorists burning American flags and threatening to kill all Americans inside the compound. 750 Marines deployed to protect the building and our personnel who work inside. The Department of Defense releasing a statement saying, at the direction of the President, the U.S. military has taken decisive action to protect U.S. personnel abroad by killing Soleimani. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
In USA News for Your Health, the new year brings new rules about vaping and e-cigarettes. The FDA says it will ban most flavors like fruity and mint, popular with underage teenagers, but will allow others to remain on the market. In a related story, U-Haul says in 21 states it will stop hiring people who use nicotine products. The company says the new policy, which takes effect February 1st, is aimed at creating one of the healthiest corporate cultures in the U.S. and Canada. Several drug makers increasing their prices, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%, but not as much as in years past. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Another Democrat drops out of the race for 2020.
Julian Castro announcing in a video that he's dropping out of the Democratic presidential race.
I'm so proud of the campaign we've run together. We've shaped the conversation on so many important issues in this race.
The former San Antonio mayor was the only Latino candidate in the field. He struggled, though, to make a dent in fundraising and to make a dent in the polls. He usually was around 1%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The escalation of violence we've seen in Iraq this week being funded by Iran. USA Radio's Tim Berg with reaction from a Republican congressman.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States is ready to respond to any more attacks by Iran. Esper says that recent actions have been part of Iran's bad behavior over the past 40 years. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin is a Marine Corps veteran who served in Iraq. He joins Fox News.
Well, I served mostly in the western part of Al Anbar, where there wasn't as much Iranian influence, but certainly you talk to any of my army brethren or anyone that's deployed around Baghdad or other parts of the country, the Iranians were responsible for enormous amounts of destruction. They have American blood on their hands. And let's not forget that this all started with Kitab Hezbollah, an Iranian proxy, a designated terrorist group, killing an American and wounding four others. And I'm glad that President Trump took swift action to strike back. He was absolutely justified in doing so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.